Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Seventeen-tail 4th of July celebration on the Small Business Advocate Show. Let's listen to this song a little bit. Land where my fathers died. End of the Pilgrim's Pride. Might have got those reversed. Let freedom ring. Glad you're here. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for staying part, being part of my day on the 4th of July. Thank you for letting me drop into the celebration of Independence Day in America. If you're an American, if you're in America, celebrate Independence Day. If you're an American, wherever you are on the planet, celebrate. You're celebrating today. You're celebrating maybe the greatest holiday in the history of planet Earth. America's independence. Just try to imagine what the world would be like right now if America had never begun. It's a frightening thought. And somebody who can appreciate that is our good friend Dr. Gene Grisman, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By, one of my favorite books of all time. Also, Lincoln and Obama, where he compares the two. And it's an important book, not as much of my favorite as The Words Lincoln Lived By, but Gene is an amazing guy. He's a very accomplished guy, an Emmy-winning television producer, professor, and author of so many books. He's our good friend. Gene has been with us now. This is his 16th consecutive 4th of July celebration. Gene is also one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet. And Gene, what I would like for you to do right now is I would like for you to give us the closing passage from Abraham Lincoln's first inaugural address. Folks, you've heard me use these words before. I used them earlier in the hour, but these may be the most beautiful words a human has ever spoken. Go ahead, Gene.
And the background of it is this, that the nation is getting ready to plunge into civil war, and Lincoln is making one last plea. Let's hold everything together. And he says, we are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic cords of memory stretching from every battlefield to every patriot grave all across this broad land of ours will yet swell the chorus of freedom when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature.
By the better angels. Touched by the better angels of our nature. If there have been more beautiful words spoken, written, Gene, I can't imagine. Or more appropriate, in my opinion, for July 4th, 2014 in America. Gene, one of the things that I'm worried about, there are a lot of things I'm worried about in America. There are a lot of things that concern me. You and I disagree on some of them. But one of the things that concerns me the most, and I believe you agree with me on this, is the lack of considerate and the appreciation for the lack of conversation, the lack of agreeing to disagree, the lack of tolerance that we seem to have politically, especially in America today. Why can't we agree to disagree and put the nation ahead of our ideology? On both sides of the aisle, in the middle, mugwumps, independents, Democrats, Republicans, why can't we do that, Gene?
I'm going to give you a formula that I learned to use in the past two or three years that I think, if applied, would work off-air as well as on-air. As you have mentioned, I wrote a controversial book, Lincoln and Obama. All my other books have not been controversial, but this one is. And so I'm often on talk shows, and the host will disagree profoundly with me. He doesn't like Obama. I think Obama will go down as a good president. And so here's what I say. I say, I will argue with you all day long, but I'll not quarrel with you for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference. You see, I think we do need the ability to argue, to say what we think is right with all our heart, but not quarrel. In other words, don't personalize it.
Well, look at what the founders did. Look at what the founders did. I mean, they were daggers drawn about things.
Absolutely.
But they ultimately, through the crucible of debate, and with the influence of something greater than themselves, they produced documents that the world has become the beneficiary of.
Do I have 90 seconds? I could give you an excerpt
yes.
from my one-man play?
Yes, 90 seconds, no more.
He said, I'm a lawyer. I argue all the time. But what I don't do is quarrel. I'm an avid reader of Shakespeare who said, beware of entrance into a quarrel, but once in, bear it, that the opposed may beware thee. I say, quarrel not at all. No man who has resolved to make the most of himself can spare time for personal contention. Better to yield the right of way to a dog than to be bitten by him in contesting the right. Even if you kill the dog, will not cure the bite.
That and what was that from? Where did Lincoln say that?
You're putting me on the spot. I think it's in one of his letters.
One of his letters? Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that a great quote?
Well, and the thing
it summarizes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we just need to have. Does it not trouble you, Gene, when you see that some colleges shut down a conservative speech or any speech that doesn't agree with some particular ideology? Doesn't it bother you that higher learning institutions are doing those things?
It does, and I think that I should recognize, for example, that a conservative loves America just as much as I do.
Yeah.
And a liberal loves America just as much as the conservative.
Absolutely.
Does.
Hold on to that thought. Tin Tail, right back with Gene Grisman. Happy 4th of July, America. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.